Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Kids. I'm Ezekiel.
And I am Brian. Hi, buddy.
Hi.
It's great to be here with you today. It's great to be here with you, son, but it's great to be here with everybody as we round out another one of our weeks together.
Yep.
And we've been working into the book of Acts, all of the things that happened after Jesus' life. And so we're into it pretty good, but we're here to take the next step. What do we get to read today?
Today we're reading in the New International Reader's Version. We're reading the New Testament in a year, and we're reading Acts chapter 7:30 through 50. 40 years passed. Then an angel appeared to Moses in the flames of a burning bush. This happened in the desert near Mount Sinai. When Moses saw the bush, he was amazed. He went over for a closer look. There he heard the Lord say, "I am the God of your fathers. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Moses shook with fear. He didn't dare to look. Then the Lord said to him, "Take off your sandals. You must do this because the place where you are standing is holy ground. I have seen my people beaten down in Egypt. I have heard their groans. I have come down to set them free. Now come, I will send you back to Egypt." This is the same Moses the two men of Israel would not accept. They had said, "Who made you ruler and judge?" But God himself sent Moses to rule the people of Israel and set them free. He spoke to Moses through an angel. The angel had appeared to him in the bush. So Moses led them out of Egypt. He did wonders and signs in Egypt, at the Red Sea, and for 40 years in the desert. This is the same Moses who spoke to the Israelites. "God will send you a prophet." He said, he will be like me. He will come from your own people." Moses was with the Israelites in the desert. He was with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai. Moses was with our people of long ago. He received living words to pass on to us. But our people refused to obey Moses. They would not accept him. In their hearts, they wished they were back in Egypt. They told Aaron, "Make us a God who will lead us." The fellow Moses brought us up out of Egypt. But we don't know what has happened to him. That was the time they made a statue to be their God. It was shaped like a calf. They brought sacrifices to it. They even enjoyed what they had made with their own hands. But God turned away from them. He let them go on worshiping the sun, moons, and stars. This agrees with what is written in the book of the prophets. There it says, "People of Israel, did you bring me sacrifices and offerings for 40 years in the desert? You have taken with you the shrine of your false god, Molech. You have taken with you the star of your false god, Raphan. You made statues of those gods to worship. So I will send you away from your country." God sent them to Babylon and even farther. Long ago, our people were in the desert. They had with them the holy tent. The tent was where the tablets of the covenant law were kept. Moses had made the holy tent as God had commanded him. Moses made it like the pattern he had seen. Our people received the tent from God. Then they brought it with them when they took the land of Canaan. God drove out the nations that were in their way. At that time, Joshua was Israel's leader. The tent remained in the land until David's time. David was blessed by God. So David asked if he could build a house for the God of Jacob, but it was Solomon who built the temple for God. But the Most High God does not live in houses made by human hands. As God says through the prophet, "Heaven is my throne, the earth is under my control. What kind of house will you build for me?" says the Lord. "Where will be my resting place? Where will my resting place be? Didn't my hand make all these things?"
Good job. That was long reading today, and you're reading a story, and the stories that you were talking about in today's reading from Acts are a lot of the stories that are found in the Old Testament. And the story that you're reading in Acts is actually the testimony of a guy named Stephen. And Stephen has been put on trial because he loves Jesus and he's been serving God's people. And the religious leaders who try to do away with Jesus are trying to do away with Stephen. And so he's being questioned about these things. And he is telling the story of the Jewish people, the stories that are found in the Old Testament. So that's where we are right now. And as we continue forward, you will keep reading the testimony of Stephen until he gets done testifying. And then we'll find out what happens to him. So how about I pray today?
Okay.
Thank you, Lord, for your kindness to us. Jesus, we love you. And now as we're reading the book of Acts and the beginning of the time of the church and the story of Stephen, one of the first deacons in your church, one of the first servants in your church, he's been captured and he's been accused of a bunch of things and he's on trial. And help us to listen to these stories. Help us to learn as we move forward. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, that's it for today. I'm Ezekiel.
And I'm Brian.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye.